Isaiah 53 song. It was our weaknesses, our sicknesses, that weighed you down. Our diseases, our sorrows, that you bore to your grave. It was our sins that kept you nailed to the cross, so we could die with you on that day. You grew up so tender, like a fresh green shoot, in the dry ground of humanity. You were loving and kind, but we esteemed you not, did not value your loving simplicity. You were arrested and tried, and we turned our backs to hide from your innocent face, to reject your love and grace, for in our sin we could not bear having your righteousness so near. But it was our rebellion, Jesus, that caused you to be pierced. It was our hard, sinful hearts that crushed the life from you. You were whipped for our healing and beaten so we could be made whole. All of us, like wayward sheep, had wandered far from God. We'd turned our backs on living his way. But Jesus, you took our place. On the cross that day, silently, lovingly bore our sins away. Like an executed criminal, you were put in a grave that a rich man had given for you on that day, and we thought all was lost, all hope had gone away. But the grave could not hold a sinless one like you. Death could not contain your powerful, loving reign. So you rose to life again to free us from our sin's chains. It was our weaknesses, our sicknesses that weighed you down, our diseases, our sorrows that you bore to your grave. It was our sins that kept you nailed to the cross. But we rose with you on that resurrection day. We rose to new life with you on that resurrection day. Now we live in the fullness of your resurrection life, your holiness, your lovingness, our new empowering might. For your indwelling powerful spirit gives us your eternal life.